the leg, thank you so much.
Cat's Eye sighed. Certainly there was something odd about Mr. Tea Time. There was no doubt about that. But there was something weird about all assassins. And the man paid well. Lots of assassins used informers and locksmiths. It was against the rules, technically, but standards were going down everywhere, weren't they? Usually they paid you late and sparsely, as if they were doing the favour. But Tea Time was okay. True, after a few minutes of talking to him, your eyes began to water and you felt you needed to scrub your skin even on the inside. But no one was perfect, were they? Peachy leaned forward.
You know what, he said. I reckon he could be here already, in disguise, laughing at us. Well, if he's in here laughing at us, he cracked his knuckles.
Medium Dave Lilywhite, the last of the five, looked around. There were indeed a number of solitary figures in the low dark room. Most of them wore cloaks with big hoods. They sat alone in corners hidden by the hoods. None of them looked very friendly.
Don't be daft, Peachy, Cat's Eye murmured.
That's the sort of thing they do, Peachy insisted. They're masters of disguise.
With that eye of his.
That guy sitting by the fire has got an eye patch, said Medium Dave.
Medium Dave didn't speak much. He watched a lot. The others turned to stare.
He'll wait till we're off our guard, then go, aha, said Peachy.
They can't kill you unless it's for money, said Cat's Eye.
But now there was a soupçon of doubt in his voice. They kept their eyes on the hooded man. He kept his eye on them. If asked to describe what they did for a living, the five men around the table would have said something like,
this and that, or, the best I can.
Although in Banjo's case, he'd have probably said,
duh.
They were, by the standards of an uncaring society, criminals, although they wouldn't have thought of themselves as such, and couldn't even spell words like nefarious. What they generally did was move things around. Sometimes the things were in fact people, who were far too unimportant to trouble the Assassin's Guild with, but who were nevertheless inconveniently positioned where they were and could much better be located on, for example, a seabed somewhere. Chickenwire had got his name from his own individual contribution to the science of this very specialised concrete overshoe form of waste disposal. An unfortunate drawback of the process was the tendency for bits of the client to eventually detach and float to the surface, causing much comment in the general population. Enough chicken wire, he'd pointed out, would solve that, while also allowing the ingress of crabs and fish going about their vital recycling activities. None of the five belonged to any formal guild, and they generally found their clients among those people who, for their own dark reasons, didn't want to put the guilds to any trouble, sometimes because they were guild members themselves. They had plenty of work. There was always something that needed transferring from A to B, or, of course, to the bottom of the sea.
Any minute now, said Peachy, as the waiter brought their beers.
Banjo cleared his throat. This was a sign that another thought had arrived.
What I don't understand, he said, is...
Yes, said his brother.
Ankh-Morpork's underworld, which was so big that the overworld floated around on top of it like a very small hen trying to mother a nest of ostrich chicks, already had Big Dave, Fat Dave, Mad Dave, Wee Davy, and Lanky Di. Everyone had to find their niche.
What I don't understand is, how long has this place had waiters?
Good evening, said Tea Time, putting down the tray.
And they stared at him in silence. He gave them a friendly smile. Peachy's huge hand slapped the table.
You crept up on us, you little... he began.
Men in their line of business develop a certain prescience. Medium Dave and Cat's Eye, who were sitting on either side of Peachy, leaned away nonchalantly.
Hi,
said Tea Time. There was a blur and a knife shuddered in the table between Peachy's thumb and index finger. He looked down at it in horror.
My name's Teatime, said Tea Time. Which one are you?
I'm Peachy,
said Peachy, still staring at the vibrating knife.
That's an interesting name, said Tea Time. Why are you called Peachy, Peachy?
Medium Dave coughed. Peachy looked up into Tea Time's face. The glass eye was a mere ball of faintly glowing grey. The other eye was a little dot in a sea of white. Peachy's only contact with intelligence had been to beat it up and rob it whenever possible, but a sudden sense of self-preservation glued him to his chair.
"'Cause I don't shave,' he said.
"'Peachy don't like blades, mister,' said Cat's Eye.